This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Nearly 1,200 federal workers in Colorado have filed for unemployment since the Trump administration started cutting government employees in January. That's according to state Labor Department data. There were tens of thousands of federal workers in Colorado at the start of the year. Workers that took a buyout early on are still technically employed until October 1st. Unemployment claims could go up once those workers are no longer getting paid. President Donald Trump is threatening to send the National Guard to cities like Chicago and New York, but Denver's not on that list. Denverite's Andrew Kenny has more.
Mayor Mike Johnston says there is no indication the city will see the kind of National Guard deployment that the Trump administration has made in Los Angeles and Washington.
We have not heard anything from the administration about Denver being a target or a need for that.
Trump claims the Guard deployments elsewhere are about safety, but they violate longstanding norms in American politics, and Johnston said he would sue to stop it if it happens here.
I think it's quite clear it is illegal in times of peace to deploy the U.S. military onto the streets of cities to do domestic law enforcement.
The mayor said the city has public safety handled on its own. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
Englewood satellite telecommunications company EchoStar is selling its wireless licenses to AT&T in a $23 billion deal. The licenses cover virtually every U.S. market, AT&T said in a statement announcing the deal. AT&T will be the primary network provider that will enable EchoStar to provide wireless service under the Boost Mobile brand. This is CPR News.